Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos, Daf Gimel Brachos 3, and on 3a, we have the following story. It says the Braisa, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pam Achas, Hayisi Mahalach Baderach. One time I was walking on a journey, V'nechnasti L'chorba, and I entered into a ruins, a dilapidated place. And this was Achas Mechorvos Yerushalayim was Pal, that this was one of the ruins of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Olenu, was in a state of decay, dilapidation, and Rabbi Yossi entered into there to daven. And Baal Yahu Zachorotov, Elijah the prophet, appeared before Rabbi Yossi, Vishamar Liyala Pesach, and he guarded the entrance into the Chorba to make sure that no problems would befall Rabbi Yossi, Acha Siyamti Tfilasi, until I finished my prayers. After I finished my prayers, Amar Li Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Elijah the prophet turned to Rabbi Yossi and says, peace upon you, my teacher. V'amarti u'shalom alecha, Rabbi Umori. And Rabbi Yossi responded, peace upon you, my master and my teacher. V'amarli, and he said to me, b'ni, ne'ma nechnasta l'chorbazu, why did you enter into this ruins, my son? So I said to him, amarti u'espalo, to pray. V'amarli, but Elijah said to me, hayol chalespalo paderach, you should have prayed while you were still on the road. You shouldn't have gone into the ruins. V'amartigo, but I said to him, Misyare hayisi shema yafsiku bi over drachim. I was worried that maybe the passerbys would interrupt my prayers. And so therefore I went to a secluded place, the ruins, in order to pray. So Elijah responded to me, V'amroli hayol chalas falal tefilo katsara. You should have prayed a shortened prayer. This is Rashi says a reference to the prayer we call Havinena, which is a shortened version of the Amidah, and rather than entering into the Chorba, into the ruins. So Rabbi Yossi says, Ba'oso Shah, at that moment, Lamadati Mimenu Shlosha Devarim. I learned from Elijah three things. First thing I learned was Lamadati Shein Nechnasal Chorba, that it's prohibited to really enter into ruins. And the reason why it's prohibited is because, not just for prayers, but because it's dangerous. And so therefore, a person is not supposed to put themselves in a state of danger. That was the first thing I learned from Amadati. And the second thing Rabbi Yossi says I learned was Shemit Paolin Baderach, that when a person is on a journey, that under those conditions, a person still needs to pray. So therefore, we see from here, Shemispalim Baderach V'Lamadati, but we also learn, so even though they're supposed to pray on the road, and they're not supposed to deviate from the road and go into the Chorba to pray, I also learn Shemispal Baderach Mispal Tefillah Katsara, that one who is praying on the road should do a shortened prayer, that they shouldn't do the longer prayer, because they don't want the passersby to interrupt him. So V'Amarli and Elijah the prophet said to Rabbi Yossi, "Bni, ma kol shamata b'chorbazu." When you're in this destructive place, in this dilapidated place, in this place of destruction, what did you hear? What sound? V'amartu shamati baskol. I heard a heavenly voice. Sheminema hemet kiyona. It sounded like a dove. V'omeret, and this sweet soft voice of a dove. It was moaning and it was saying, "Oy labanim." Woe to my children, Shabavonoseyam Echarafti es Beisi, because of their sins I destroyed my temple, Vesarafti es Hecholi, and I burnt my sanctuary, Veglitem Obeina Umos, and I exiled them amongst the nations. So in other words, God is sitting there moaning about the fact that the children of Israel caused him to punish them. V'amarli, and Elijah the prophet responded to me, Chayecha, I swear, V'chayei Roshcha, I swear by your head, is a reference to like a type of oath. Lo sha zubo vado meriskach. God doesn't always say this at that moment. Al b'kol v'yom v'yom shalosh pamim omeriskach. God says this three times a day. So we say that for God, the day is divided into three times, and God recites this at every time. God is moaning that he had to destroy the temple as a punishment for the Jewish people. And v'lo zubovad el b'kol shah sheYisrael nechnasal beis kinesios. Not only this, but every time that the children of Israel enter into the synagogues, olbatei midrashos, and into the study halls, v'onin yehei shmei hagadol mevorach, may the great name of God be blessed. Hakadosh baruch hu menaneh arosho, God nods his head as though he's in pain. V'omer, and God says, Ashrei HaMelech, praise be the king, Shemekalsin Osoba Besokach, that they praise him in his palace like this, because when the temple was standing, this praise was heard in the temple. That was the phrase that was heard in the temple. That's what Rashi says. And also, God was lamenting the fact that he no longer hears that in the temple. And God then continued to say, woe to the father who has to exile his children, and woe to the children that were exiled from their father's house. So this phrase, Yeheshmei Gadol Mevarach, is really a precursor to the Yeheshmei Rab and Mevarach, Olam Omel Maya, that we say in our prayers during the Kaddish prayer. And there is a lot of interpretation that's necessary for this. A powerful phrase, that when God hears this phrase, God nods his head. So one of the questions is why is this phrase said in Aramaic? It's one of the few prayers that's said in Aramaic. And Tosfos on our daf discusses this, and Tosfos gives a couple of answers. And one of the answers, Tosfos says, quoting the Machzor Vitri, is because that if the angels would know this, we want to do this so that the angels wouldn't be able to understand this prayer, because if the angels would understand this prayer, they would be jealous, or they would, God forbid, try to prevent this prayer from going up to heaven. And so therefore, we say it in a way so that the angels don't understand. That's one explanation. Machzor Vitri also told us. Another explanation is that this was the prayer that was said at the end of the study session, and so therefore this was a prayer that was said by the people who didn't even know Hebrew, and so it was the prayer of the commoners. And we see from here that the prayer of the commoners, the uneducated, that was the prayer that was the most powerful prayer and able to pierce the heavens.